An arts or humanities degree is more expensive than ever, costing an average of $50,000. Yet across Australian universities, they're being cut more than ever. Despite what universities and the government believe, experts say that the practical skills of an arts and humanities education should not be underestimated in the workforce. Amelia Crouch asked History Professor and Head of the Australian Historical Association, Michelle Arrow, why courses in these disciplines are being disproportionately targeted.
It does appear to be that the humanities and social sciences are the particular target of a lot of these cuts in things like teacher education as well as the classical humanities and social sciences. Partly, I think a lot of what's going on at the moment is the result of, partly it's a continuation of a longer sort of pattern of underfunding and cutting of humanities and social sciences in universities. It's been going on really for about 10, 15, 20 years or more, but it's sharpened recently with the introduction of the, under the Morrison government, of what the policy that was called Job Ready Graduates, which kind of basically tried to direct students into particular degrees that the government felt were more job ready than others. And they explicitly said that humanities and social sciences were not job ready. They were not going to give students kind of good employment outcomes. And so fees for those subjects were increased by more than 100%. And I think it's a combination of the fee increases, which of course have reduced the number of students in some of these courses. But it's also, I think, the broader cultural message that sent, which is that if you want a good job, don't do the arts and social sciences.
Do you think that this scheme implies that the government prioritises certain degrees over others?
Absolutely it does. I mean, it really sent the message that other kinds of graduates were more valuable to the government and more valuable to the nation than humanities and social sciences graduates. And basically what it said is, we will pay more of the cost of your degree if you are doing science, and we will pay far less. In fact, you will almost be paying the entire cost of your degree yourself if you choose to do an art, humanities or social sciences course.
So you teach history, and so why would a course like history or other courses in arts and social sciences in these disciplines, how would they teach practical skills that are valuable to the workforce?
Yeah, I mean, the thing that is emphasised, I think, by a lot of humanities and social sciences scholars is that we face a few big technological challenges. We face the kind of rise of mis and disinformation. We face the kind of looming, emergence of AI as a kind of technique, as a way that is sort of being rolled out as a sort of fait accompli in workplaces. One thing that AI can only do is it can only create things based on existing knowledge. It can't create anything new. And humanities and social sciences research is all about discovery and teaching students how to form their and make their own discovery. All the skills in the humanities and social sciences are really essential for kind of making sure that we engage with AI in a way that is ethical, but also ensures that we still can produce trusted, reliable information. And I think, too, the research and critical thinking skills that people learn in arts and humanities degrees are still incredibly important in the workplace. And they're also transferable. I mean, one of the things we know for young people going into the workforce today is that they will change careers maybe 5 or 6 times. And the one thing that I think is really helpful about humanities is that it allows students to pursue their passions and to develop skills at the same time, and skills that can be applied to a range of different careers.
The Job Ready Graduate Scheme was heavily criticised by Labor at the time, but now there seems to be little kind of emphasis on reforming this scheme. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, when the Australian Historical Association, we wrote an open letter recently that was signed by 100 high-profile graduates of BA degrees, and we really emphasised the way that the Labor, in opposition, emphasised the fact that this was profoundly inequitable and that it was penalising students for pursuing their passions in that area, and that they did kind of talk about reforming that when they got back into government. Now, they've been in government now for more than 3 years. They've been returned at an election and they still haven't done that reform. There's not a lot of votes in university, so, you know, we're not going to win a lot of votes by doing this. Far easier to do a kind of across-the-board debt cut, which is welcome, I'm sure, for some students, but it does nothing for students who are currently enrolled in the system. So it's It's a really strange thing, I think, that the government hasn't done that. There's been some pressure within the government, within backbenchers particularly, to kind of speed up the reform. But so far it seems that the government is playing a very cautious political game and doesn't want to kind of jump the gun on this, which I think is a real shame, because I think what's happening in universities at the moment with the decimation of humanities and social sciences is that by the time they get around to changing the law, to changing the fee structures around arts and humanities, there may not be a thriving arts, humanities and social sciences sector left for the students to study under.
Professor Michelle Arrow, History Professor and Head of the Australian Historical Association from Macquarie University, speaking there with Amelia Crouch.